Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin. Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%. I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
500,720,970,000 of you.
They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Had fact of the day, we had 1,331 new COVID confirmations yesterday. Once again, Lagos was at the top of that table with 297 cases. So I beg my people, I need you alive. So please limit your movement, wear a mask whenever you are out and about or when you are around people. And give gap all the time. Keep your distance. Wash your hands. Sanitize your hands. But make sure you're listening to hard facts because you don't need distance to do that particular one. Starting with the big three, let's talk about Lagos State Sanitation Task Force demolishing a community next to the Lekki toll gate. Then let's talk about the gang clashes in Obalende today. And then we're going to talk about the FG banning protests at the toll gate and still not unfreezing protester accounts. Now, remember, you can talk to us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. We've got Twitter Nigeria Info FM, Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. It's Thursday, so we're bringing you League of Extraordinary Nigerians as well as Eyewitness. On the big hard fact, let's talk about getting involved with political parties. Whenever we talk about social issues or developmental issues, many of you say, oh, stop complaining, go and vote. Stop complaining, form a youth party. Stop complaining, this, that, that. And if people say they don't like the candidates that they usually say, the response is get more involved in the parties so that you can get candidates that you like. So today we're going to look at how that works, right? Let's take a look at the obstacles for getting involved in party politics and think about possible ways to overcome them. I have a guest who has some experience with this and he'll be joining us at 5 o'clock. Don't miss that conversation. There's news updates coming your way at the top of every hour. You need to listen to every minute for a chance to win 10,000 naira on Just a Minute. I'm one of those teachers that people love during exams because if you listen in my class, you're going to win the money. Like, that's the only expo I can give you. If you listen to Hard Facts from 3 until 6, you will definitely be the highest score for the day because the questions come from the show. If you would like to win, stay here, starting with the big three, up until the big hard fact. Because I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
The big three.
On hard facts.
On 99.3, Nigeria Info.
Is the federal government ignoring the court order to unfreeze NSAR's accounts? Should Lagos State be demolishing the communities near the toll gate? And should Lagos State be cracking down harder on gangs? Those are the big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Our first story, a task force personnel demolished buildings near the toll gate. The Lagos Task Force on Environmental Sanitation. It happened in the Foreshore Street neighborhood. The Punch is reporting that the residents were given 24 hours notice to leave their homes. And according to them, task force officials showed up yesterday, protected by police officers, and started knocking the buildings down. They're estimated that at least 400 people have been displaced. That news first broke yesterday from a BBC reporter. So far, no official response, no official reason for the demolition has been given. But according to the reporters who were on ground, who spoke directly with some of the affected residents, one of them said, quote, "They came yesterday. They said they did not want to see anybody around the toll gate and we should remove our belongings. They said we were the people that testified against them during the NSAS protest, and they read the reports and that they knew many of us who spoke to the media," end quote. So we have residents of the Foreshore Street community saying that this is all a reprisal connected to NSAS. Of course, we said various reports were from people that lived in those waterside neighborhoods, right? A lot of the people who lived there came forward to say that they saw soldiers shooting at the protesters. They saw them chase some of the protesters into the water. Some of the people who reside there also spoke to the media about seeing police officers come after midnight shooting the remaining protesters as well. And some of the residents in those waterside neighborhoods claim they saw dead bodies floating in the water days later. We've seen reports of those testimonies in different places, Premium Times, CNN, BBC. So I wonder what you think about this particular report that during the demolition, police and task force personnel were telling the people whose homes they were destroying that this was payback for them speaking out during NSAS. Now, here's what the police have to say. The police PRO, Muyiwa Adejobi, he says he's not aware of the demolition. We're still trying to reach the Lagos State Task Force for comment. Once we get it, I'll share it with you. But yeah, this happened yesterday. And if we leave aside the NSAS angle for a moment, if we say for a moment that there's another reason for this exercise, a legitimate reason, for example, let's say that those structures are illegal, the question then becomes, what should the rules of engagement be? Is this the most humane way to handle such an evacuation, or are there better ways to do it? So, for example, the residents are claiming that they only got 24 hours notice. If that is true, do you approve? Bear in mind that these neighborhoods have families with children. Is there a better way to do this sort of thing than telling parents that they have just one day to find shelter for their babies, their infants, their toddlers? Some people would argue that longer notice times may be needed. What do you think? 0700-993-993-993 0700-993-993. Do you believe that 24 hours notice is good enough? What do you think about the claims attributed to the residents by The Punch and the BBC that the task force and the police told them that this was happening because they spoke up about the Lekki toll gate shooting? 0700-993-993-993. You can share your thoughts via WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Our first caller is Emmanuel. Emmanuel, how are you?
I'm fine, ma.
Welcome. Go ahead.
You people are doing a nice job. May God bless you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. I just want to talk about the issue of those people that are close to the Lekki toll gate that they destroyed there.
Mm.
It's quite unfortunate that now they are still warming up about another protest on Saturday. So they just want to. To make this one and to stop the people that are warming up for on Saturday issue, which is not good. those actors file against them. The way they testify is it not a true something? That they are using a strong hand to destroy them without providing any solution. Is it good, Sandra?
Okay.
It's quite unfortunate.
Emmanuel, thank you very much for calling. We've got Ebuka Imushi on the line. Ebuka, how are you?
Very fine. How are you, Sandra?
Good, good, good. Welcome.
And even if every day waking up in Nigeria, and I'm blessed to know. Because our government, even if it's ministry regime, there should be sympathy and empathy, right?
Okay.
Don't just go and demolish people's house because they testified against you. Are we in a hostile environment? It's unfair now. Because they didn't give, okay, official report, just like you said. Just the investigation, okay, the interview they had with the people that resided, they were saying just because they testified against them. It's not making sense. This government, what? I was watching on television, even the USA said they protest for there. Bangkok, there's one Myanmar, Kilikor country like that. I think Bangkok in China. They were protesting. The military government stood still. People were protesting wearing their masks. So it's a bad thing to protest against that government. Is that what they are trying to tell us? Now you are demolishing house under 24 hours notice. Even landlord and tenants, they give people 3 months, 6 months. Of notice. Then the people that structured that house, didn't they get a survey, whatever thing from the government? Sandra, do you get?
I get what
because
you mean.
All these people, what we begin to ask them is, this government, they're just making us look like foolish people. Like, say, we don't know anything. We are confused because of the policy and things we keep doing. What kind of picture do you see on people that under a day, you render them homeless? The other day, we were talking about the One beach like that, they demolished their house. We've not had anything about that very place. Abula don't say to say, bomb happened there. What is so? If you keep hearing all these things, that means we are not secure again. Government, which way? Thank you, and Antonia.
Thank you very much for calling us, Sebuka. Francis in Victoria Island. Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Francis. Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks. Nice. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're doing a good job, guys.
Thank you.
Sandra, sorry. The honest truth is that over the years, the government have been unfair to the people that govern. How on earth will you give people 24 hours? You see, Sandra.
Yeah.
Something happened here in Victoria Land about 10 years ago. The market was due. Suddenly, government appeared in a day and demolished the entire market. No notice was given. No notice order was given to the market people. All the market saw was bulldozer everywhere. With a couple of soldiers and police. They demolished the entire market. This thing has been happening in Lagos for quite long now. And I keep telling the government to know that without people, there's no government. So when you are not fair with the people they govern, then what do you think you're doing? How can you demolish people that's under 24 hours? Because they are living a fair life. It's not unfortunate.
Thank you, Francis, for calling. Samuel Mushing, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
My name is Samuel from Mushing.
Yes, Samuel, go ahead.
You people are doing a great job to keep us informed all the day long. So, good job. So, about the demolition of structures at Lekki, so it's out of carelessness on the part of our government. How can you give a quick notice to somebody for 24 hours here in Lagos, whereby people are searching for house for 6 months, 1 year, they will still be on search. So, and remember that these people, they have families, they have a wife and children. So what will become the lot of those children? that are rendered homeless during this period of COVID, that the economy of the nation is hemorrhaging, and things are very difficult for people. People are losing their jobs and their means of livelihood. So how are those people going to cope during this period? It's an act of wickedness. And in fact, it's unacceptable. So may God come to the rescue of that of those people in question. So thank you, Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling, Samuel. We appreciate it. Chris Nokoko Michael, how are you?
I'm fine. One more word.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Yes. Sandra, honestly, I don't know. I don't really know. People have been conversing that there should be no more protest. They have been staging security agents around the Lekki toll gate for some days now. The question remains, with all this happening, I mean, are they not actually inviting another protest to commence as quickly as possible? Why, I mean, is that a better way? Even if supposing, like you said earlier, supposing that those structures are illegal in the first place, at least you can give those people at least maximum of, at least a minimum of 3 months notice, or even a month notice. It's more far better than what we have now. Demolishing the house is never justifiable. And I mean, if anything is to be go by what I mean, some reports are making them, just like you said, that people are saying it's a pain for them having testified against them. You know, I mean, is that not a kind of encouraging people to go all the way to protest more? I say this, honestly speaking, even if they should bring all the whole armored car over there, that should not actually stop the protest. With all this current happening, each and every day we continue to experience, I mean, from one pain to another, from one past story to another. Yesterday, it was the bandits. Today, it's demolished. I remember some time ago, Sandra, the people that are living at Takwabe, their own place were demolished. I suppose some people have not come out from that very pain up till now. Yet another one is happening. Where are we going? I don't know. This present government is fairly speaking. Are we actually practicing democracy as the country to say we are in democracy? If we are not in democracy, then should let us tell us.
All right, Chris, thank you very much for calling. 90 seconds, everybody. That's the time you get. If you just joined the show, hello. This is Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili. Our first story today, Lagos Task Force personnel demolished buildings near the toll gate. That's the task force personnel on environmental sanitation. It happened in the Foreshore Street neighborhood. BBC reporter told us that residents were given 24 hours notice to leave their homes. And according to them, task force officials showed up yesterday, protected by police officers, started knocking buildings down. They estimated that at least 400 people have been displaced. According to The Punch, at least 400 people have been displaced. So we don't have an official reason for the demolition yet. No official reason has been given so far. But The Punch says they spoke directly with some of the affected residents, and that one of them said, quote, "They came yesterday. They said they did not want to see anybody around the toll gate. We should remove our belongings. They said we were the people that testified against them during the NSAS protests, and they read the reports and knew many of us who spoke to the media," end quote. Residents of the Foreshore Street community saying that this is all a reprisal attack connected to, well, not an attack really, but a reprisal connected to NSARS. I mean, we saw various reports, right? And we saw people from those waterside neighborhoods coming forward to say that they saw soldiers shooting at the protesters. They saw them chase some into the water. They saw police officers come after midnight, shoot the remaining protesters. They claim they saw dead bodies floating in the water some days later. Reports of their testimonies were covered by the press extensively. So I wonder what you think about this report that during the demolition, police and task force personnel were telling the people whose homes they were destroying that this was payback for them speaking out during NSARS. Police PRO Muyiwa Adejobi says he's not aware of this demolition. Now, of course, even if this is hearsay, even if the residents who the press spoke to were making things up about the NSAS connection, and this was indeed a legitimate demolition, if you'd call it that, because maybe the structures are illegal, the question becomes, what are the rules of engagement? Is this the most humane way to handle such an evacuation? Are there better ways to do things like this? If residents are claiming that they only got 24 hours notice, is this something that you approve of? Do you believe 24 hours is good enough? 0700-993-993-993. I don't know if Joshua is still there.
I'm still there.
Oh, he's yes. still there. Okay.
Yes. Thank you for yesterday.
Joshua, okay, what happened yesterday?
I went to, just to meet yesterday. I asked 7 questions correctly.
Oh, congratulations, Joshua.
I've been listening in the morning.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, then.
Yes, as for today's topic, it just sums up how our government just like operating. It just like oppressing people. Like, how will you give somebody 24 hours to evacuate the people totally? It's not possible now. How you just look for, just move the answers and just drop all those things. But how will you just give some people 24 hours notice to believe the owners that are living for over 10 years, 20 years, just them to leave and be a sugar from that place to live in? It's not possible now. Well, that's what it looks like it's operating anyway.
Joshua, thank you very much for calling. Julius is in Agege. Hello, Julius.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, ma'am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sandra, I don't know what is wrong with our Nigerian security. By the special grace of God, my elder brother is in Nigerian police,
okay,
and his son, which happened to be my nephew, is in Nigerian. I mean, right now, both of them, they are in Maiduguri. I see no reason why our Nigerian security, they will be attacking unarmed civilians. Look at it now. In Taiwan last year or something, about 4 months they are protesting. The police, they are guiding them. But our Nigerian security, they would rather to be shooting unarmed civilians. The thing is, I am getting annoyed every day. When I wanted to call yesterday to contribute to the program, but I couldn't get because of the congestion on the line about what one Sheikh Gumi, because by the special grace of God, I am from the northern part of the country.
Okay.
What that man was saying to me, at least is out of this thing, because if the federal government should give amnesty to those bandits, because me, I don't call them by the... They are Boko Haram, they metamorphose, they just give different names, but one agenda. You understand?
Okay.
So if federal government should give amnesty to them, like it's like they're encouraging some group like we, the youth, we say, okay, let us form our own group too, so that we will now send somebody to go and request for amnesty for us.
Julius, thank you very much for calling, but we're not talking about amnesty today, we're talking about Lagos residents.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
In our second story, government insists it has treated NSAS protests reasonably. And now it has banned the protests scheduled for Saturday at the toll gate. We heard from Lai Mohammed, the information minister, and he said that while Nigerians have a right to protest, government will not allow this particular protest. Why? Because they think that it's going to be hijacked. Listen to him yourself.
So what happened today is a clash between two members of...
The Occupy Lekki toll gate flyers have been circulating online with the proponents threatening that Lagos will burn again. Let me be clear. While peaceful protests are the constitutional rights of Nigerians, violent protests are not. At this time, the chances that any peaceful protest will be attacked are very high. Some Nigerian activists have linked up with others outside Nigeria, including subversive elements with a view to destabilizing the country. We cannot, we must not, and we will not allow this to happen. The federal government is also keenly watching the role being played by the various social media platforms in this renewed clamor for violence in the country. Recall that the social media platforms that eagerly nudged on the endless protesters in Nigeria until the situation got out of hand are the same ones that quickly pulled the plug on even their own president when the chiefs were down in their own country.
Now, of course, some Nigerians are not happy about this. They're saying that if government knows that some people want to infiltrate or attack an innocent, peaceful protest, why not just stop and arrest the miscreants while allowing the protest to take place? And there's an even wider conversation being had about the government's attitude towards protests in general. Yesterday, we were talking about the court order telling the central bank to unfreeze the accounts of NSAS protesters. Those accounts have been frozen since October. The bank has not complied yet. Now, we have Attorney General Abubakar Malami saying that the government is within its rights to delay or dodge obeying the order. He said government may want to appeal the order or find ways around it. And so it's perfectly okay to, you know, just chill for a bit. I wonder if you agree. Malami also talked about the NSAS protests themselves. Here's what he said.
I think the government of President Muhammadu Buhari has been very and indeed extraordinarily lenient with the human rights protection. And that was indeed what caused the problem associated with the violations of the NSAS protest. Take, for example, no nation in the world could have tolerated a situation whereby over 200 of its policemen were killed in the process, in the purported process of expression of freedom of expression. Nigeria has tolerated that. No nation in the world could have tolerated the idea of destruction to its security institutions. I think over 20 police stations or more, I'm not certain of the number, but certainly they were multiple, were destroyed in the course of NSAS protection. And the government has a responsibility in the circumstances to ensure protection to lives, protection to personal liberty, protection to freedom of movement and of individuals. And here we are confronted with a situation whereby NSAS protesters blocked roads, caused mayhem, caused death, caused destruction, and they were significantly tolerated to a certain extent. And I think, in all sincerity, against the background of these facts and figures, facts relating to international rating, facts relating to local tolerance of the excesses of the NSAS in breach of constitutional order, I think it is only logical for one to conveniently, logically and justifiably conclude that the government of President Muhammadu Buhari has shown greater zeal in terms of protection and indeed giving accommodation to human rights and to the extent of perhaps accommodating the excesses, which ordinarily ought to have been indeed confronted squarely.
Now, of course, you know that a lot of groups and people have criticized the government's treatment of the NSAS protesters, both during and after the NSAS. We've had frozen accounts, seized passports, detentions without warrants. We've had losses of life like Jimoh Isiaq and those who died at the toll gate, and those who also died in other parts of Lagos, because that's also what we forget. On the 20th was a disaster, but also on the 21st in different parts of Lagos, we had mayhem, right? But Malami said that the government did nothing wrong. In fact, he believes the government showed restraint, like you listened to in that interview that he granted with a TV station here in Lagos. He said government wasn't going to sit around and let people destroy the security infrastructure without taking action. So, of course, that raises the question of whether or not the NSAS protesters were indeed destroying the security infrastructure. 0700 993 993-993. That's what you've heard from the federal government. You've heard from the Minister for Information. You've heard from the Attorney General of the Federation about the NSAS protests in the past, Occupy Toll Gate and Defence Lagos protests in the future. What do you have to say? Do you agree with Lai Mohammed? Do you agree with Abubakar Malabi? 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Imo. I'm calling from Lekki.
Your name is?
My name is Imo. Calling from Lekki. Can you hear me?
Welcome, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. You see, you're doing a great job. My dear sister, if we look at what is happening in this country, sometimes I sit down, I weep for this country. Live for this, the future leader, but little one. Now look at the NSAS. People came out to protest. They are killing them. They were killed. Their accounts are frozen. But they are giving bandits money. They're not bandits. They sit down with bandits one-on-one, negotiate with them, and give them money. Herdsmen are not being arrested. And somebody came and told us, if I don't win election 2015, there's going to be bloodbath. How was he going to achieve that bloodbath? How was that bloodbath going to be achieved? It's not what is generating it to the security problem we're having, insecurity in this country. And yet, Nigerians are not speaking. Now, they've got to demolish people's houses, and they are mocking them for what we heard, that they were the one that testified against them. My guess is that if nothing is done today, our children will not have a future in this country.
Imo, thank you for calling us. Efosa is in Lekki as well.
Efosa,
they do talk
about that one. They're talking about police that died.
Efosa, Efosa, hello.
They should not talk more side. This is why we are angry for our government.
Efosa, I think you've been talking, but you were not talking on air. This is the first time I'm hearing your voice, so go ahead.
Now, what I'm saying now is this.
Mm.
You see, when you see issue of Nigeria now, everybody is fired for our government.
Mm-hmm.
We are tired. Not that we are happy. Okay. It's only that I don't want to call because I don't want to use a word that will look as if I'm insulting government.
Thank you.
That I'm very, very angry, but I talk a good sense.
Thank you.
You understand?
I understand.
So, when I'm waiting for today, when I know what is happening, we are not happy. Youth are not happy. No work, nothing. Police brutality, look at what Malania, whatever you call the man, whether I'm Malania, me, Lai Mohammed, look at what they are saying. The one that they keep for two gate, they did talk about that one. I don't know you mind, I don't know children of Nigeria. They are talking about police brutality. They are not talking about the civilian that died for the process. So in short, they should balance the equation so that things will move well. We should not be sentiment. We should not look about government and forget about civilian side. Nigeria is not good. It's not good. Let us see how we are going to move Nigeria forward. Now what will they debate every day?
Efosa, thank you very much for calling. Sabo is in Agboro. Hello, Sabo. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, in all, I just want to ask two questions.
Okay.
Whosoever that is in government today should remember that people serve this country are left. Whosoever that is in government today should remember that the future we speak. If we are a military regime today, or if we are a civilian regime today. But all I only want to say, whosoever that is in government today, do whatever you want to do. But remember that people serve before you come. And this man called Lai Mohammed, this is our so-called information minister. If he should be my father, the only thing I will advise him now, he should make peace with God, because he will not remain like this. Nigeria will not remain in his hand. What will him tell his children? What will the future talk about him? Thank you. God bless Nigeria and God have mercy on Nigeria.
Sabu, thanks for calling. Perfect Logistics says, I can predict how the Lekki demolition development will end. The Lagos State Police Command, like the Nigerian Army, will deny knowledge of the use of policemen by the task force to carry out the demolition. Lagos State Government will keep mute on the matter, deny or refuse to acknowledge it. Abdul Oladimeji says, in Nigeria, nothing can shock me anymore. I have gotten an anti-shock rock remover. We've got more messages here. Omar King says, are they shanties? If yes, where was Lagos government when they were erected? If they are illegal and they constitute danger or impediment, they should be pulled down. The Lagos state government is too lackadaisical. The Nigerian government must not disobey this order to unfreeze. We've got Budget who says, what kind of democracy is this? These people are not doing great by Nigerians. Oladapo Ogini says, there's definitely a connection between the demolition of the residency and the warning by FMICN Nigeria as regards the planned protest. That's the Federal Ministry of Information, I'm guessing. While one can conclude it's inhumane to demolish, it's however a fait accompli if Nigerian government is proactive. All right, more messages are coming in via Twitter. Timothy says, why would they do that? And if they must do, there should be 24 hours recording camera and it should be accessible when needed by an independent investigator. All right. More messages via Twitter now. This one is from... okay, no, that's not a message for this show. Let's see if John in Ibejuleke is still on the line and then we'll move on to our final story. Hello, John.
Ah, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah. You see, I never wanted to call before, but, you know, sometimes this rule will make somebody to talk. The Chief Justice of the Federation that said that... what was that? Auntie Sandra.
Hmm.
You see, this is what make me to be, you know, short of words. Lai Mohammed said that they are not going to allow protests. Abi?
Mm-hmm.
And so why did he not give order? Since he's the president spokesperson, why did he not give order so that the people that are in charge of toll gate, that they should not carry on a repair as in to take over the place?
Okay. Hello? All right, then. If you just joined the show, you're welcome. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your host. And in our second story, government insists that it has treated NSAR's protests reasonably, and now it has banned the protests scheduled for Saturday at the toll gate. We heard from Lai Mohammed, the information minister, and he said that while Nigerians have a right to protest, government will not allow this particular protest. And he said quite a few things to support why. Listen to him.
The federal government is also keenly watching the role being played by the various social media platforms in this renewed clamor for violence in the country. Recall that the social media platforms that eagerly not on the NSAS protesters in Nigeria on the situation got out of hand are the same ones that quickly pulled the plug on even their own president when the chiefs were down in their own country. The Occupy Lekki toll gate flyers have been circulating online with the proponents threatening that Lagos will burn again. Let me be clear. While peaceful protests are the constitutional rights of Nigerians, violent protests are not. At this time, the chances that any peaceful protest will be attacked are very high. Some Nigerian activists have linked up with others outside Nigeria, including subversive elements, with a view to destabilizing the country. We cannot, we must not, and we will not allow this to happen.
We also heard from the Attorney General, Abubakar Malami, who says that government is within its rights to delay or dodge obeying the court's order to unfreeze the accounts of NSAR's protesters. He said government may want to appeal the order or find ways around it, and so it's perfectly okay to chill for a bit. He believes that government has shown restraint when it comes to the ENSA's protests. He said government wasn't going to sit around and let people destroy the security infrastructure without taking action. You listened to him when he was making that comment. If you were watching on Facebook, you also watched his interview. But let's go from a past shooting in Lekki to a shooting today in Obalende. Our final story on the Big Three is about some sort of gunfight between rival gangs in Obalende today. If you're watching on Facebook, we're showing you footage of what exactly went down.
Somebody with machete. Broad daylight. That's gunshots. They're still exchanging. Another one. Still exchanging.
We've not gotten very firm reports about who is shooting and why. Various reports are suggesting that the gangs may be affiliated to different factions of the NURTW, the Union of Road Transport Workers. The police are aware of this incident. They've tweeted that officers and DPOs are on the scene handling the situation. It's a breaking story, so Nigeria Info will be bringing you the latest updates as it unfolds. In the meantime, if you are in or Obalende area, please stay safe and don't take any risks. Actually, we did get in touch with quite a few people who are in the area, and they say that calm has returned to the area. But I think it's a great opportunity to talk about gang violence, about armed thugs, because we've talked about this thing again and again on Nigeria Info. In fact, most Mondays on Checkpoint, what we're talking about is rival gangs. There was a time right before the lockdown where it seemed like I was reporting on at least one gang violence story per week. Sometimes it was armed robbery, sometimes it was kidnapping, sometimes it was clashes between rivals. And we also had gang members randomly attacking innocent people after a clash. And each time I covered one of these stories, I would ask you and I would ask myself, why has this problem defied solution? Why have the security agencies and the state government been unable to break the backs of these criminal gangs? And it's the same question I'm asking again today, because these gangs in Obalende today were shooting in broad daylight. Why is this problem so unsolvable? Is it because the public is too intimidated to cooperate with investigators? Or is it because investigators are not able to challenge the gangs? Or have they been compromised by corruption? Because today we're hearing these reports that the people fighting are loyal to NURTW. That's a stakeholder in society. So do these gangs have cover from influential individuals and groups? And if that's the case, is there anything that regular Lagosians can do to defend themselves? Speaking of defense, we've heard no word from the Defend Lagos groups about this shooting in Obalende. Remember, the groups announced that they would protect against Occupy Lekki tollgate protests. And one of their justifications, according to them, was that they believe that the Lekki protesters were going to destroy or vandalize Lagos, even though they claim to be peaceful. Now we have groups that are actually trying to destroy Lagos. They're shooting in the streets. will Defend Lagos actually, you know, defend Lagos? 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp, 08095975805. There's Twitter at Nigeria Info FM, Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We've spoken to Ebuka before, so I think we should just take another person's call instead so we can spread it around. Thank you very much for calling 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back again if you can. 99.3.
Hello.
What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Aya.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just, in a nutshell, the fight that happened today, yes, like I already said, were known, you know, to the people concerned. All these people, you know, that are involved in the fight today, you know, they were being used, you know, as an instrument for all the political, I mean, words of God's power. So it's nothing new. And that's why it's difficult for any of these guys, you know, to be held responsible. They are instruments, you know, for their political interest. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Onodugo in Festac. Hello, Onodugo. Welcome.
Thank you. Sandra Kekime.
Odima Kekime.
Odinom.
Go ahead. Turn your radio people, down. Turn your radio down.
Yeah, the people over there at Obalande, how can just small boys come out with a gun? And there is police around. They have backup. That is the problem. That backup is that backup that made this protest become another thing. And now, see, okay, why not Lai Mohammed to tell these people at the toll gate to stop? Instead of this toll gate with being problem, let toll gate stop from now so that the peace will reign. Let toll gate stop so that peace will reign. That is what he's supposed to announce.
Okay.
But he says he don't want anybody comes to protest, any peaceful protest, people will die. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling, Onodugo. We've got Pesh in Victoria Island on the show. Pesh, how are you?
I'm fine, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Sandra. What's happening in Lagos State this time, it's a sign that the looming civil war that they are talking about may actually start in Lagos. Because
no, there's no civil war in Lagos. Come on.
Because why should the Lagos State government be doing all this? I just want these politicians to remember that a day is coming. A day is coming. We all pay for our sins. The Lagos State government went to demolish people's houses because they have to testify for what they saw with their eyes. Why are we doing this? And now the court has issued an order for the NSAS sponsors, their accounts to be defreezed. They refuse to do it. When will rule of law take place in this country? When? When is all this going to happen? But if it's a common man, they will go after them. But if it's the government, everything will just happen and go scot-free. Now, Lagos State Governor, in particular, Governor Sowolu, remember, God is watching. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Pesh. Kane Day is on the line. Kane Day, how are you?
I'm good.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I'm good. This is Nigeria. It is pathetic. It is horrific, the kind of leadership we have. You keep on oppressing your people and you think they'll sit back and not act out. Here's a scenario. We keep on saying bandits here, the Niger Delta militants there. Why do you think everybody seems to be coming out? It's because they feel they are being oppressed. They are being cheated in one way or the other. Now you've gone forth, you kicked out people from their homes. What if they now come back and decide to have their own militant group or whatever within Lagos? Wouldn't that be horrific? Why does the government of the day keep playing these games, thinking people are hopeless, that they have nothing to do? Our advice that we do the right thing. The government of the day should sit down, just like they want to sit down with bandits, with criminals. They should please sit down with the Lagos population, those who feel aggrieved by the killings, and let them have a chat with them and resolve all issues. That's all I have to say about this.
Kende, thank you very much for calling. Cube on Twitter says, it wasn't the NSAS protest that caused the distribution of things in Lagos and other places in Nigeria. It was the hoodlums used by government to attack the protesters and the shooting at Lekki toll gate that led to it. Sandra, why are these politicians wicked? Cube on Twitter sent that message. Original Samuel on Twitter says, yes, the occupants of the community are illegal residents, but being human beings, the government should have shown a good level of empathy. 24 hours is too short. Original Samuel, thank you for your message. We've got more messages coming in via Twitter, but I've got Victor in Victoria Island on the line. Hello, Victor.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, the truth is this, these people doing this thing in Obalende today are the people that want to defend Lagos. Let us say the truth for once.
Okay.
You see, what happened on 20th of October last year? You cannot. Sure, I don't want to say anything. Just that. If you know Obalende very well, you know that he's surrounded by army barracks and police barracks.
Okay.
So why would these people be shooting freely? And those people say the law enforcement agents that are living there refuse to do anything. That means the power they have power more than the police and the army. And this is the people that they want to use to defend Lagos. Thank God they are killing themselves. My prayer is that let them not shoot an innocent person. They will surely report this to these politicians. They, especially in Lagos.
Nigeria, God is watching. Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts with me, and we've got 5 minutes to the top of the hour. We've talked about the Lagos State Sanitation Task Force demolishing a community next to the Lekki toll gate. We've talked about federal government banning protests at the toll gate and still not unfreezing protester accounts. The Lagos State Government has also asked that there be no protest. Lagos State Government says they don't see a reason for another protest. Police in Lagos have banned a protest happening on Saturday. And then we just talked about the clash of gangs in Obalende today, broad daylight. Kayode Samuel says that this is absolutely lawlessness of the highest order. Obalende, where there are army barracks and police headquarter. We've got Saidi Ido, who says Lagos State Government should stand by their word. Too much unlawful acts in every corner of Lagos. They should do something about it now. Oduyomi Oludayo says the politicians, when they get into power, become monsters. Time will tell. This Lagos, now what? Ken Shiro Taiwu is talking about our app. I'm so sorry about that. We're going to do something about it. Chen Guating says, it's so bad to hear some of this news about Nigeria. This is so sad what's happening in Lagos. I hope the situation is resolved. Oh, I think Chen Guating is Chinese. Oh, wow. Thank you for listening to the show. We've got Thompson Cheesy, who says, Person no go fi just come online and see better news. It's either heartbreaking news or updates. If we stay away from media for a week, people's blood pressure will surely reduce. We've got Andy Richard, who says, Buhari give automatic employment to 110 ex-corps members. Oh, okay. I haven't seen that news story. I'm glad. Oh, DK Harrison says, Sandra, your app. Okay, well, we're going to try and fix that problem for you, Odikeme Harrison. He also says, we don't have a working democracy in Nigeria. These are the messages that we got on Facebook. Let me go quickly to WhatsApp before you chew my head. Sandra, the biggest problem we have is sentiments. That's a message from Austin in Isolo. He says, Lai Mohammed said they'll not allow another protest because it'll be hijacked by hoodlums. But people are saying that government and security should protect them. We've not improved to that extent. All right, Austin, thank you for your message. Samuel from Lekki says, toll gate should stop. People that are working there, are they not Nigerians? We cry every day that people are jobless, losing their jobs, and people want tollgate to stop. Sandra, did I hear your attorney general say NSAS? Femi from Ikoyi, you know me, you go put inside trouble. I know we'll read that message. We've got a message here that says, what has Defend Lagos got to do with NERTW taking over Garage? Defend Lagos are against total destructions as done by arsonists and haters of Lagos in October. Ah, I see. All right, so I guess shooting in public at Obalandi is good enough for this gentleman who has written this message in without his name. Thanks for your message. If we sit and watch, they will displace and kill all of us, Aurora from Ayobo says. We've got more messages coming in. Lai Mohammed asking us not to protest or destabilize this country. In case he hasn't realized it yet, there's a lot of insecurity in the country. The country is not stable. Timmy from Ikotun says. Timmy from Ikotun, thanks for your message. Sandra, read my message. I can't read that message. That message is inflammatory. We've got more people saying, for crying out loud, why can't Lagos State take full responsibility of controlling all the parks in Lagos instead of allowing these miscreants do it? That's a message from Kafu. Kafu, thank you for your message. Sandra, politicians created these monsters in the society. It's a shame. God help this country. Things are not looking great. The NERTW gangs are being empowered by the politicians who have breathed them, well, I guess you meant to say bread, who have bred them until now. It can never be resolved. Where is Akim Odumosu, the CP, who wants to stop the protesters? That's a message from Akande Ibrahim. That's the much we can take. My God, a lot of messages, a lot of calls. Only 1 hour, there's not enough time. There never is. But we've got League of Extraordinary Nigerians coming up after the business news. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.